Our Place, episode 542.
Our Place, where anything can happen and probably will.
Hi, and welcome to Our Place with me, Steve.
Me, Angie.
How you doing? I think we're all right, aren't we?
Yep.
Yeah, I think so. So what's been doing? What's been going on, Ange? Tell me all about
it. Well, I don't know much about the previous week, except on the Thursday, the 13th. I don't remember anything coming up to that, obviously.
Wednesday the 12th.
Oh, yeah, you did. You went to an exhibition, didn't you?
No, it wasn't an exhibition. It was actually a training
yeah.
in sales of Cyber Eyes.
Oh, yeah, I've remembered something before. So that, we'll do that
there
first.
Was that, yeah. So I went there on the 12th.
That went all right.
That went okay, yes. And of course, Thursday the 13th, we'll get to what did you remember
the
before that?
The Christmas meal with the radio club.
That's right,
didn't we?
We did that, yeah.
And I will say here, there were some very greedy people who had four or five pigs in blankets, so when it came to our table's turn, there was none left.
No, that's right.
There's no excuse to have four or five.
No.
Come on.
I agree with you.
I'd like to think somebody's listening who'll tell those greedy people. I doubt it, but I might be. I'd like to think.
Yeah.
I'd like to know who it was, because I'd like to give them a meal that consists of nothing but pigs in blankets.
Yeah.
For 4 days. Solid.
Yeah.
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 Except I'm no caterer.
Anyway.
But yeah, that's me. The 13th.
Yeah, we went to a Christmas shop. It's in a place called Walken, which is near Stevenage. And it's called The Magic of Christmas. And if you want to find out about it, you can go to themagicofchristmas.net. And the link will be in the show notes, of course. And it was nice. It's quite expensive. The stuff that they have is quite expensive, I thought. But they had some really nice models in there, didn't they?
And yeah, they did.
Nice Christmassy things.
They did, yeah.
Snowman, didn't they? And
That was my favourite. Your battery, it was a battery thing.
Battery snowman,
and the
yeah.
lights come on and glitter. It was all pretty.
Yeah, that was nice,
wasn't
it?
They had some nice peacock styles. I think they were more for decorating your tree or, well, the things, weren't they? But one was very big.
Yes.
They were really very nice, they were too.
Yeah.
And so, we went in for a lunch, didn't we, into the tea room or coffee room, whatever you want to call it.
We did. oh dear.
Yeah, no, I've got a tickle.
Yeah.
Which I can't get rid of, I've had for days. It's a tickle. Anyway, so we went into this, and had a nice lunch, didn't we? They had all sorts.
Yeah, we had a sausage roll and a mince pie, and Angie ended up with
panini.
Because Emma was silly and
well,
forgot that.
To end up with an extra sausage
roll. Angie ended up with a sausage roll and a panini.
And a panini. they were nice. It was very nice food, though.
Yeah, it was nice food, yeah.
And a mince pie and cream to follow. I mean, you had an espresso, didn't we?
Yeah, and we went with Sophie.
We had
a double espresso, didn't we?
Yeah, that's right.
We had a double espresso, yeah.
Tiny little cups.
Yeah, double espresso. That was all very nice. Mm.
And a glass of water as well.
And a glass of water. Yeah, you get a glass of water with your espresso because coffee's so strong.
And it's only a little drink anyway. Isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah. Mm. That was all very nice. And so this week in comparison has been a bit boring, isn't it, Ange?
Saturday we went with Maureen to Wetherspoons.
Yeah, we did actually.
She came early, didn't she, to see us?
Yeah, so we went to Wetherspoons. I had the scampi and chips, and Angie had a seasonal chicken burger, didn't you?
I did. It was lovely. It was. You had a pot of cranberry as well.
Yeah.
And you had chips.
Yeah.
But your burger it was a burger, obviously, with the chicken, and it had bacon, and I found tomato and lettuce in there.
You had a pig in blanket in there, didn't you?
On the top, where you know that with burgers, you have a thing that holds the top and bottom together, don't you? A little stick thing, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah.
On top of that were two pigs in blankets sitting on the top.
Nice. Nice.
That was gorgeous. It really was nice.
You make me hungry already.
Maureen had the Christmas dinner. I thought about it, but they didn't say roast potatoes. So I thought, nah, not going for that.
She didn't get roast potatoes either, did she?
No, she had, it was mashed potato.
It was mashed potato, yeah.
Roast parsnip.
Yeah.
Carrots, I think.
Yeah.
And the other bits. She also said the turkey was more like turkey roll. So she said it was very nice, but I'm actually glad I didn't go for that.
Yeah.
To be honest.
Processed turkey roll, yeah.
I'm quite glad I didn't go for that She did say it was very nice, but
yeah.
You two had, what did they call it, a mellow stack or something?
A mellow stack, yeah, which didn't have much marshmallow either.
No, it was just a bit on the top, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I didn't want a pudding.
It was nice. It was got chocolate on it as well and things. It was quite nice. Mm. And I had Doom Bar because they do Doom Bar in there, which is one of my favourite beers, isn't it?
Yeah, I had a couple of Zinfandels, white Zinfandels.
You did?
I did.
Mm-hmm. And so that was that.
And in between time, we've been getting all our Christmas gifts for people. And
yeah.
We've got them all. They're all wrapped and ready to go.
Yeah.
On Monday, around to the family in Aston. So, yeah. Really? I don't know that there's much else. What have you, we've chosen the person to work for us, and she's agreed.
Yes, we have. And she's coming in on January the 4th for her first sort of trial day with Emma. And she's called Debbie. And, I think she'll be good for the job.
Yeah, I think so.
I think she'll be okay. She seems to have, a good CV and... she's done some care work as well, which
that's what she's doing now.
She's doing care now, and although that's not important to our role, it does mean that she'll probably have the patience and compassion to help other customers when we're at exhibitions and things like that. So that'll be good.
And she's used to all kinds of homes.
Yeah,
and we do go into so she's used to, and lots of driving.
Yeah,
she's used to that.
Yeah, so yeah, all sounds good. So we should see her on the 4th of January. And
she really wanted the job as well, didn't she? And her kids said to her, take the job then.
Yeah.
Because the youngest 11, she's 11, 15 and 18, and they're all boys.
We don't know if she's got a partner. No, she don't talk about him.
She hasn't mentioned
at all.
A partner.
No. So.
Yeah, so I don't know if it's just her and her lads.
Emma's with us till the end of January anyway. And, Emma's... It's not as though Emma's moving away. So Emma said, if there's any problems or anything, she should be able to help with them, things like that, while Debbie finds her feet. So that's good,
yeah.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
So hopefully that all worked well. And so new year, new chapter, really. Anything else?
Not a lot as I can think of.
No, exactly.
But it has had, since we've got a bit of time, obviously, because we haven't had much. I just thought it'd be nice to tell everybody what we've been doing for Christmas-wise. And despite what I said about the pigs and blankets, it was a nice meal, wasn't it, on the 11th?
It was, yeah. It was a nice meal.
Very nice food. Mm. The meat was to die for.
Yeah, it was a nice meal.
Tender.
Yeah.
I had beef and turkey, and you just had turkey.
I just had turkey, yeah. Mm.
There was beef, turkey and gammon, and you could have two of them,
yeah. It was nice.
It was really nice. Buffet style, which is why the pigs in blankets, what happened, I think that's the trouble with buffet style, isn't it?
Yep.
People
get greedy, then other people don't get it.
If they give it to you.
And that's what happened. They ran out before we got up there.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so, yeah.
They were trying to stop them, and they were taking more than they should have been.
Yeah. Anywho.
That's another thing, though, and it's Christmassy as well. Did you ever see, I think it was on, was it Facebook or somewhere I saw, about the mum who's charging her family, obviously, I think they're all grown up, but she's charging her family, if they want to come to Christmas dinner, was it 17 quid?
No, I didn't see that.
And I thought, yeah, that's a good idea, because we always paid a bit. We always paid 50 quid, didn't we, to help your mum out.
Would meet in that, yeah.
We did,
yeah.
Always.
Yeah.
And I think if everyone, I don't know, I'm sure it was £17 I wouldn't charge more than about a tenner, probably, if I was doing it.
Oh, 15?
No, a tenner for family. Why would I charge 15? It's not going to cost me that much if I've got, it depends how big our family is, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah.
Tenner is okay. But I thought, yeah, that's not a bad idea. Some of them were thinking of not going, apparently. I thought, fair enough. If you want to eat out Christmas, Dammy, we've got to pay 60 quid a head.
Yeah, that's right.
And last year it was 30.
Yeah.
So to me, they're getting a bargain.
Yeah. Yeah.
I thought it was quite interesting.
No, I didn't see that.
A way of doing it, because with that she could buy some the crackers and all the bits. Mm. Some years we'd buy crackers, wouldn't we? We used to try some. And Maxine used to get a hamper every year, didn't she?
Yes.
So we did help out, all of us, we did.
Yes.
So I think that's right. I don't think it's wrong. There's nothing wrong with it. Just curious what anybody thinks. We've not heard anyone's words on anything that we've discussed lately. So yeah, does it get you boiling? Think, oh, what a thing to do. Does it raise your hackles, or do you think like me that yeah, it's not a bad idea, so long as you warn them well in advance you're going to do it.
Me, I don't care because
no, I don't care.
You have a choice, so
yeah,
if
you don't have to go,
you then say if you don't want it, you don't like it, you then say I'm not going.
No,
so
exactly.
You have that choice. So yeah, it wouldn't raise my hackles that somebody's doing it.
I'd say yeah, fine. I don't mind paying you a bit to go. I mean, I know what it is when you pay to go out to stay for food. It's expensive. So yeah.
Yeah. Just while I remember, David Weston has told us that now that we're working now on his sonata, so I don't know what happened.
And another person, I apologise, I can't remember who it was.
Mm.
Do you remember they said theirs was working anyway?
Yes, yeah, so it was working anyway. There was nothing wrong as far as we know.
So we don't know what happened.
But
there.
Anyone who's got sonatas, keep an eye and let us know if you have any problems, and we'll investigate.
So it does appear they're still getting a podcast.
Yeah.
Sonata.
Yeah.
Because the man who rang up and said, I do apologise for not remembering who you are. We have so many people ring up about all kinds of things, don't we? Said that.
Should have written it down, dear.
He'd heard that particular podcast where you said about David Weston.
Yeah.
So he heard the next podcast.
Yeah.
You know, the one where you said about it.
Oh, yeah, I know, but I'm saying you could have written it down, and then we could have given him the credit for coming back and telling us. But there you go.
He'll know who he is, and thank you very much for all that feedback.
So
we know it still does seem to be still working at the moment. So
And I think
good news.
I think that's it, really.
Yes, me too.
I think that's it. We'll come back with one next week. We'll decide we're going to do one
next week. Why? Oh, there might. Oh, yeah. We'll talk about presents, won't we?
Yeah, and it'll be the new year. It'll be the end of the year, so we can say happy new. No, we can say happy new year to people. Because we won't be doing another one this year.
No, we won't.
So next week will be the last one of the year.
Yes.
And since we're here on our own, we should be able to do one.
Yeah.
Next Saturday. Because I know we might be going out Saturday night, but...
Yeah, I don't know how early we got to
leave. Should still be able to record one, I would think. You know.
Yeah.
So we'll plan to be back next week. If we're not, of course, Happy New Year, but... let's get Happy Christmas out of the way first.
I'd like to wish everyone a very Happy Christmas.
So would I, and like to say thanks for listening for another year and putting up with us. And remember the various ways you can contact us. You can write to our place at comproom.co.uk. And, of course, there are links at www.ourplace-podcast.info, including how to listen on the telephone and also how to donate. If you really do like the podcast, you can donate using PayPal, and also you can buy on Amazon. If you go to www.comproom.co.uk/Amazon, you can buy on Amazon in the same way that you normally would, but we get a little kickback from it, so that's nice too, isn't it, Ange?
Yeah.
So you know, if people feel like doing that, and of course bookmarking that for when they buy on Amazon, that'd be really nice. You're not dealing with us in any way, and you're not giving us money, credit cards, anything like that. It's all going through Amazon, but we just get a small kickback for it because you bought through that referral link, and that's www.comproom.co.uk/Amazon. So various ways, and we only take donations for the podcast. It will always be free. We're only taking donations so that, you know, we can keep bandwidth costs and things like that, server costs and going and things like that, because hosting a podcast is not cheap. That's the drill, and so with that, I'm going to say cheerio.
Bye from me.
Happy Christmas to you all, or happy Hanukkah, or happy whatever holiday you celebrate, or happy no holiday if you don't celebrate.
Yeah.
Happy whatever to you all, and we will talk to you again next time.
Next time, yeah.
Absolutely. See you next time.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.